Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom in Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing three fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Should never allow a heckler's veto to occur. That if you do, you're in essence allowing the bullies to control your campus. So you ought to bring in whatever you need to bring in. You need to sit down with the local police department. If you need to, you need to talk to the governor about the National Guard. But we ought to do whatever it takes to protect people who simply want to go on a college campus and speak. What about, let me just do it this way. Let's just go back to October 7th, 2 years ago. Emily Damari was kidnapped by Hamas. She lost two of her fingers when they shot her in the leg and the hand. She was kept in the dark by Hamas until January of this year. She was a very passionate soccer. But in this case, I'm going to use the term football, because that's what they call it in England. She was a passionate football fan. And in London, Tottenham fans would chant her name during the games while she was being held underground, kidnapped by Hamas. Now, when she finally made it to the stadium, she was greeted by the sound of people shouting, "She's one of our own. She's one of our own. Emily Damari, she's finally home." Now, back in Israel, she led the singing. She led the singing at her beloved Maccabi Tel Aviv's Bloomfield Stadium. And she told the crowd how during the darkest days of her captivity, football, soccer helped her. She said, "When I heard in captivity on the radio that we won the championship, I screamed even when I wasn't allowed to." When the remaining hostages were released this week, the brothers Gali and Ziv Berman immediately put on their yellow and blue Maccabi shirts and asked the rescuing helicopter to fly over Bloomfield before taking them to the hospital. Football, soccer, is often about much more than just football or soccer. There's been a decision, however. That decision has been to ban the Maccabi Tel Aviv fans, these Jews from Tel Aviv, to ban them from their Europe League match against Aston Villa Park at Villa Park next month. Yeah, that's more than just about football, too. It's about anti-Semitism. Now, the group responsible for issuing safety certificates for the game has decided, they've decided on their own, that the risk of violence against traveling Jew fans is just too high. The Birmingham police have agreed, "Hey, we can't guarantee your safety, and so we're not going to allow you to come to the game." Talk about a heckler's veto. That's a heckler's veto. So the Birmingham police are basically saying, "Hey, you know, these anti-Semites are threatening you. So rather than ban the people who are threatening violence from attending the soccer game, they say to the Jews, you can't come to the game. You can't fly from Tel Aviv to Birmingham and attend your team's play in these Europa games that are going on." I find that utterly astonishing and despicable. Why can't the Birmingham police protect their safety? Now, to give you a little perspective about this, just a couple of weeks ago, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, promised that, quote, "This is a country that stands up to hatred." Well, I guess we found out this past week, the day the West Midlands police announced their own inability to deal with the threat, to Jewish fans, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom was still insisting that "I will do everything in my power to guarantee Jewish communities the security they deserve." Well, what about a football game? What about a stupid soccer game? Yet the Birmingham police had decided that they cannot do that. If I were a Jew, I'd be asking myself whether or not there's a future in the United Kingdom. Now, this former hostage, Emily Damari, now she says that she is shocked to my core with this outrageous decision to ban me, my family, and my friends from attending an Aston Villa game. "I do wonder," she says, "what exactly has become of United Kingdom society. This is like putting a big sign outside the stadium that says, no Jews allowed. What has become of the United Kingdom where blatant anti-Semitism has become the norm?" When I talk about tyranny, when I talk about evil in the world and how I believe it's just dripping everywhere, this is a great example of that. But still the question remains, why is the Birmingham police incapable of securing a football stadium, a soccer stadium, so that Jews could attend their team from Tel Aviv? If you can't protect the fans, Why do you even allow the team to play? Because if you want to take their logic to its logical conclusion, then you shouldn't allow those Jewish football players to even enter the stadium and play on the pitch. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight, I'll be right back.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager. Hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Rules of engagement. You know, if you want to, I'd appreciate it if you would download the podcast. That way you can listen to what goes on in the weekday, too. on your podcast app, search for this show called The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, then that will download for you all 5 days of the weekday program plus this weekend program. We got great numbers, and I appreciate everyone who subscribed to the podcast. Let's just keep those numbers growing. So back to Birmingham, England. The anti-Semitism, I mean, when she said, in effect, this former Hamas captive, when she says they might as well put a sign up outside the stadium that says no Jews allowed, she's absolutely correct. The Birmingham police have just announced, the owners of the stadium have announced, we cannot guarantee the safety of Jews. Wow. Wow. Now, to show you how ironic and stupid this is, the same stadium proudly supports a program called No Room for Racism. And all of the players at Aston Villa still take the knee ahead of kickoff before each game to, quote, show their unity against racial discrimination. Now, if you go on their website, they boast of their righteous history of standing up to anti-Semitism. In, under the headline, Villa says no to the Nazis. You can read a story of a series of events back in May of 1938. On May 14, 1938, at a packed Olympic stadium in Berlin, the English national team defeated Germany 6-3. That game started with a rendition of their national anthem, God Save the King, and the national anthem. To a stadium that was swathed in swastikas, the English team in 1938 was pressured by the Foreign Office, the British Foreign Office, and their policy of appeasement to join in the Nazi salute, a direction with which they dutifully complied. You can find, you can go Google search, you do Google searches for images, and you can see the British team giving the Nazi salute along with the Nazi team in the Berlin Olympic Stadium in 1938. Now, the following day, Aston Villa played in front of 110,000 fans in that very same stadium. And some say that the Villa team refused to perform the Nazi salute. Indeed, that is the narrative told on their own website today. But the truth is they did salute at the beginning of that match. And while they failed to follow protocol at the end of that fractious game, I can't find any indication that this was because of dissent. It's probably they just forgot to follow what they were told to do. Given that in the following match that was played in Dusseldorf, the Villa players once again raised their arms to Sieg Heil. It might be nice to try to tell ourselves the story that the British stood up to Nazi anti-Semitism, and they did so from the very beginning, but I don't think that's the reality. Meanwhile, back at the match at Maccabi, the Villa players, they will once again be taking the knee against racism inside the stadium, while outside the stadium, there is in effect a bloody great big sign proclaiming no Jews allowed. What are we witnessing? We're witnessing again appeasement. But instead of against Nazis, instead of appeasement toward Nazis, now we have appeasement toward those who would ban Jews from the streets. And that's just as disgraceful. Under the guise of public safety, there have been at least some members of Parliament in the United Kingdom that have literally celebrated this pathetic decision from the cops. Ayub Khan, he's an independent member of Parliament for Birmingham, actually says Maccabi Tel Aviv should not even be playing within this international competition. So, he started a petition to ban Jewish Maccabi fans from the city. This is how bad it's getting in the United Kingdom. This is the culmination of years of mass migration. This is allowing unfettered migration. In our terms, we would call it illegal immigration. They're illegal aliens. But they have so penetrated, all in the name of multiculturalism, they have so penetrated the United Kingdom that now they're exercising blatant anti-Semitism, and the Birmingham police are going right along with it, in essence allowing the heckler's veto to take effect. And nobody seems to be upset about this. I find this the most, one of the most disgusting stories that I've done in a long time. And I know it's across the pond. And I want to believe that we would never allow that to happen here. But one of our strongest allies, our motherland, so to speak, is engaged in appeasement once again. History may not repeat itself, but it certainly seems to be rhyming and probably repeating itself here. Appeasement for radical Islamists who have upended British society, who have upended British culture. Now, the West Midlands cops are now doing their level best to prove that, yeah, we really can't do anything. The Shadow Secretary of State for Justice has been condemned for comments about parts of Birmingham having a problem with racial integration. Well, that's only going to fan the flames of those who argue that immigration has actually changed the nature of the United Kingdom for the worse. I don't want that argument to win, whether it's in the United Kingdom or France or in the United States. So tomorrow, the Tel Aviv Derby will take place. Maccabi Tel Aviv versus Hapoel Tel Aviv at the Bloomfield Stadium, which both teams share. I don't know what to say other than what we're witnessing in the United Kingdom is something that is happening all across the globe. Now, I know what's happening in the Middle East. I know we have a ceasefire. And I know that many of the Arab countries, the Saudis, the Emiratis, they're all coming together and putting aside their differences with Israel. And I think that is credit. That credit is due to Donald Trump. And I think that credit is also due to a changing recognition, particularly, you know, among the Qataris and the Emiratis and the Saudis and the others, that Israel is not going to be wiped off the face of the earth. And Americans are going to stand solidly behind Israel. So that's going to bring about a change. But now go outside that region and you realize that anti-Semitism is alive and well and actually sanctioned by parts of the UK government. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you got to make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends, it's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
I think, on the Middle East. Because they fear the potential, and I think the potential is real, for a wider war that might get prompted by our support for Israel. The actual test of a break within the Republican coalition on foreign policy disputes actually could come elsewhere. And I think that's over the president's stepped-up focus on Venezuela. Are you paying attention to what's going on down there? The most recent development, Trump's issued a rare public acknowledgement that he had actually authorized covert CIA operations on the land within the sovereign nation of Venezuela. Now, one, I'm not surprised that we're conducting CIA covert operations in Venezuela. I'm just surprised that Trump announced it. He said, and I quote, "I authorized for two reasons, really. Number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America. And the other things are drugs. We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela, and a lot of Venezuelan drugs come in through the sea." Now, kind of like Schrodinger's cat, is it dead or is it alive? Do these actions really stay covert actions once you announce, "Hey, I'm doing covert actions"? Now, that just seems to go against Trump's stand against starting new wars, particularly those with a mind on regime change, which I know some of the president's more hawkish supporters would clearly like to be the ultimate thing. Get Maduro out of there. He did steal the last election. He is an illegitimate president. He is a communist. He is a protege of Hugo Chavez, who destroyed that country. I didn't think it would be destroyed any worse than it already was, but Maduro has exceeded my beliefs, expectations beyond belief. Made it much worse. I mean, when you're to the point where you're breaking into the zoo to kill the zoo animals to have something to eat, well, I would say to all those people protesting out there today on the No King rallies, is that what you want? Because that's what Marxism and communism ultimately lead to. The killing of millions of people, either by execution or by starvation. Or sometimes just disappear them. It also, when you think about some of these hawkish supporters, that is their aim, regime change. And that does seem to go against what Trump has always said about not wanting to start any wars. Now, among those who might want regime change would include the new Nobel Peace Prize winner, Maria Corina Machado, who took to the airwaves in an interview with Christiane Onapour from CNN this week, and she was practically begging Trump to take greater action against Maduro's regime. The sheer amount of resources that we have moved into the region is kind of staggering. Well beyond the drones being used to take out a series of Venezuelan drug shipments at sea that we've all watched videos of. The Wall Street Journal reports this. The United States has moved advanced weaponry into the Caribbean and in the skies north of Venezuela, including 8 Navy warships, an attack submarine, F-35B jet fighters, P-8 Poseidon spy planes, and MQ-9 Reaper drones. The Pentagon has deployed elite special operations forces, including the Army secretive 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, the Night Stalkers. This is all according to reports that people have told to the Wall Street Journal. We've got large troop carrying and attack helicopters as part of that mix. Some of the aircraft are conducting training flights fewer than 90 miles from Venezuela. That's all according to reporting in the Wall Street Journal. Now, that is definitely a significant force. But I don't think it's a prelude to a land invasion of the sort that would be necessary to take on Maduro's armed forces. Instead, at least for now, Trump seems happy with the kind of actions that might upset, you know, Thomas Massie or Rand Paul, but it doesn't commit large troop numbers. It doesn't commit personnel to a regime change project. I think this is in many ways brilliant on Trump's part. I'm not necessarily a political strategist, but I do know that you take into account, again, let's look over our shoulder. What happened in Israel? What happened with the Houthis? And I think most importantly, what happened to the Iranians? Trump gave them a deadline. And then he decided, I'm not going to wait till the deadline. I'm going to send the stealth bombers over and blow the you-know-what out of your nuclear facilities. And then I'm going to use some Tomahawk missiles launched from submarines from hundreds, if not thousands of miles away. And then we're going to put that cherry on top. And just in case the B-2s didn't do enough damage, we're going to do some more damage. That caused the Iranians to back off. They, you know, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, they're all disorganized. They've lost their state sponsor of terrorism. And now, what better way to rattle Maduro's cage than to send all of that equipment into the Caribbean and then start conducting exercises? A little shake, rattle, and roll? A fundamental aspect of Trump's tenure, Trump 2.0, is that everybody is mindful about the future and what it will bring. Namely, if his personally defined version of America First is the enduring approach of the Republican Party, or if there is a shift toward either full or further pullback around the world, or back toward a default pre-Trump Republican security policy. And I think there are plenty of observers on both sides who emphatically believe they will be the beneficiaries once that post-Trump sort happens. Their reaction, and the reaction of voters on the American right, to whatever does happen eventually in Venezuela, in this ramped-up, non-covert action, could determine where the wind is blowing headed into 2028. Or, on the other hand, it could be an object lesson in how even the president most resistant to starting new far-flung foreign wars might end up in one in our backyard. I just don't think so. I think Trump is reasserting, because the other aspect of this that we tend to forget about is China's activity in that region. This is like reestablishing the Monroe Doctrine. In our own hemisphere, we don't want communist China here, and we don't want communism here. Just support of Milei and all the reforms in Argentina. And now just a show of force that might rattle Maduro enough that the people in Venezuela themselves might take on their own army, or their own army in Venezuela might say, yeah, we don't want any drones striking us. Let's oust this leader ourselves. I can't wait to watch, see what happens. I'll be right back.
It was 2 years ago that terrorists murdered more than 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostages. Today, it seems as if the cries of the dead and dying have been drowned out by shouts of anti-Semitic hatred, and the most brutal attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust has been forgotten. Yet as the world looks away, a light shines in the darkness. United in faith, Christians in America will boldly stand with Israel this month by participating in a growing movement, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Flags of Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches across America, planting over 1 million Israel flags across our land. Together, we will combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism, one flag at a time. And through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be part of seeing a brighter future unfold. Show the world that Israel is not alone. To get more information on how you can join the Flags of Fellowship movement, visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and Lux, the Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
As I always do at the end of the program, I want to make sure that everybody knows how much I appreciate you tuning in on Saturday. You got a lot of things to do, and the fact that you listen to this program, either live or on the podcast, either way, I appreciate it, and I want to acknowledge that. And don't forget, if you're listening on the podcast, you can still send me text messages. If you're listening on the podcast and you send me a text message, give me just a little bit of context about what you're talking about, because I... Just like today, when I walk out of this studio, I'm getting ready for Monday's program. Mexican officials have actually started dismantling this huge migrant shelter in Nogales. Why? Well, they cite a very sharp drop in occupancy, even though they were actually planning. Think about this. So Mexico is planning for an expected surge in deportations from the United States. Yeah, maybe they're getting the message. Go back to the last segment. Just like I think Maduro or his army may be getting the message based on the announcement that, hey, we're doing covert operations in your country. And, oh, by the way, we've got 8 warships, and we got submarines, and we got, you know, fighter jets and everything that are operating 90 miles off your coast. That's got to rattle them. Same thing is true with Mexico. Notice we don't have any stories carried by any of the networks or the cables about the southern border. Well, I wanted to give you one. And I think this is the kind of story that we want to hear. So Mexico is preparing for this surge of deportations. Nogales Mayor Juan Francisco Gim confirmed during a press conference earlier this week that the facility would be scaled back significantly. President Sheinbaum, the president of Mexico, said we only have to keep 200 beds and we have that capacity and more already. The Nogales shelter was part of this Mexican program, Embraces You. They launched that to provide temporary accommodations for deportees in border cities such as Nogales and Juarez. But the number of illegal aliens using those shelters has declined. And that's prompted the Mexican federales and local officials to repurpose the sites. In Nogales, for example, tents that had been set up on municipal sports fields are now being taken away. Now, the spokesman for the White House defended the administration's immigration policy, saying, quote, President Trump has kept his promise. He's created the most secure border in history. Word of the closed border spread so far and wide that migrants, quoting her, aren't even bothering to try and make the journey. They know they will be turned away. Now, at the same time that Mexico was expecting this surge of people coming up from their southern border to try to cross our southern border, and now, at least in Nogales, they're not seeing that anymore. Well, we're seeing a significant rise in deportations, with ICE potentially on track to match the previous annual record set by Obama in 2012. Now, let me repeat that. We are set to see, in terms of the number of deportations, to match the previous annual record set by Obama in 2012. Wait a minute. Obama did that many deportations? Yes. Yeah, I think we will match, and we will actually surpass that. So why all the hoopla? Why all the hoopla right now about ICE out operating in these cities? Well, because of two things. Number one, when Obama was doing his deportations, he was just simply doing it quietly and not trying to send a signal. But since then, what did Joe Biden do? Well, Biden literally opened the border to Haitians, Venezuelans, gave them temporary protected status, told those people in the triangle countries, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, to Mexicans, to people everywhere over the world, the border is completely open, just come on in. Remember, we had the video from Fox News, just showing people just coming across, showing their app. They had a damn app. Oh, look, I've already checked in. Okay, well, keep moving. Go to wherever you're going to go. In fact, go over here and we'll process you and we'll put you on a bus or an airplane. We'll take you to Denver, L.A., Chicago, wherever you want to go. That's come to a halt. And now we're starting to send people back. And we're doing it visibly because, as you see on the commercials, when you see Kristi Noem, hey, if you're here illegally, you ought to turn yourself in and go home now, because we'll buy your airplane ticket home. And by the way, that will not preclude you from trying to come in legally in the future. Because if you are here under the current statute, if you are in this country unlawfully, without authorization, and you get deported, you can never come back. In fact, if you do come back, that's illegal, and now you've committed a felony. The first time, it's a misdemeanor. But the second time you come back after being deported, that becomes a felony. So we're trying to encourage people to go home, go back, go leave now. And, of course, Trump has also announced that he wants to get rid of the worst of the worst. Now, that's not always the case. But as long as you are deporting people who are in the country unlawfully, and you're doing that in a very visible way, that is also sending the signal, which is why Nogales is shutting down, that you're sending the signal that, one, you don't come here, and two, you ought to leave here if you're here illegally. So in addition to the growing number of formal deportations, we have new data from the Census Bureau that shows that overall, foreign-born population in the United States dropped by 2.2 million between January and this past July of 2025. 2.2 million. Now, I know that in some people's minds, that may only be 10%. You know what I call it? A good start. Now, researchers suggest that as many as 1.6 million of those were illegal aliens who either left voluntarily or were removed. Either way, it shows that we will easily surpass Obama's deportation record. And even though we're going to surpass Obama's levels, the level of the numbers that we have to deport increase so significantly under the Biden administration that it will take us years to do so. So the more we can do this visibly and encourage people to go and leave on their own, the better off we are. Because, well, there's another reason too. You know that we captured an October 7 terrorist living in this country? Yes. Mahmoud Amin Yaqub al-Matabi, a resident of Louisiana and a legal U.S. permanent resident, now accused by the FBI of participating in the October 7 Hamas terror attack on Israel that left 1,200 people dead, 250 kidnapped, including American citizens. According to the criminal complaint filed against him, he was allegedly part of a group that crossed into southern Israel from the Gaza Strip during the attack. He's described as an operative for the military wing of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, a faction aligned with Hamas. He entered the United States in 2024 after falsely denying ties to terrorist organizations on his visa application. He settled in, of all places, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then moved to Lafayette, Louisiana, where he currently resides. I bring this story up because I want to point out that this guy is here. If this guy is here and he lied on a visa, how many others have lied on the visa and are here from Hezbollah, the Houthis, Al-Qaeda, the Iranians, you name it. They're here, you know it, and I know it. We still have a lot of work to do. Hey, thanks for joining the Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend, and guess what? I'll talk to you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.